Welcome back, or welcome if this is your first time joining us. This is Moon Meditations, where each episode is a purposeful environment for encouragement, guided meditation, and positivity. I'm your host, Emerald, and I'm glad you've joined my frequency. Today's first quarter moon is in Scorpio, and as always, here we are moved by the phases of the moon. The moon is waxing, and that is appropriate personally for where I am in life right now. I'm gaining insight and exposing so much of myself to you, those around me, and my social media, which I'm on Instagram at SheWeirdAF. It's all together. She weird as fuck. SheWeirdAF. So if you care to put a face to the voice, but my Instagram is not as tailored or organized, so you've been warned. So back to the moon. So the first quarter, we're still trying to take action toward, we're still taking action towards our goals. So wherever you're headed, have a purpose for heading there. If you've been feeling as lost or as challenged as I have, we're coming closer to our purpose. You may not see it right away, but your path is becoming illuminated. And that has a lot to do with the moon's phase. Like I mentioned, it's in the first quarter and it's in the waxing gibbous, which means that it's over 50% illuminated, and that illumination is growing. We're actually growing towards a full moon, which will be on July 5th, and it'll be in Capricorn. So be patient. Use the stubbornness of the Scorpio to stay steadfast. The Scorpio specializes in purpose, and its motto is, I control. And being ruled by Pluto, you have to acknowledge your fear and surrender to your power and strength. This can be an emotional time. Allow yourself to have, accept, and explore your feelings. And with that being said, let's do some exploring now. So you've heard me talk about many rituals, and one of my favorite that I want to share with you, it's in the title, and it's pretty much the only one we do here. It's meditating. So if you're ready to meditate and manifest, ensure your setting allows you the chance to do so. Find a quiet, private area, or feel free to pause and come back. Think of your intention. Bring awareness to your posture and breath. Align yourself. Sit tall and confidently. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Soften your body and close your eyes. Think of your intention. Notice thoughts that arise, and if they do not serve you, shift them. Put energy into seeing yourself at your full potential. Think of your intention. What do you see? What do you hear? How do you feel? Where do you feel it? I control. The universe flows through me and guides me. Breath is power. Think of your intention. Notice thoughts that arise. If those thoughts do not serve you and your intention, release them. Bring awareness back to your body, and when you're ready, gently open your eyes. All right, welcome back. Happy birthday to all my Gemini and Cancers out there. Don't know a good spot to put that, so this seems like a great time to say it. But yeah, so meditation is a powerful tool. Use it. The universe wants to exchange power with you and work in your favor. Be mindful of your focus and your energy. If you noticed, I said a few times, think of your intention. Carry that over to every day. Think of why you do the things you do, why you say the things you say, why you say some of the things you say to yourself, even why you think the things you think. Again, be mindful of that focus and that energy that you're putting out and also receiving. Be mindful of your thoughts and your words too. You are what you think, and you are who you say you are. Thank you again for joining my frequency. Let's vibe higher. I'm Emerald, and again, you can reach out and follow me at SheWeirdAF on Instagram. And until next episode, inshallah, namaste. Love and light. Peace.